Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Hey, welcome to Soul Fantasy Radio with myself, Miss La Crush Hart, and my unofficial trifling co-host, the Stroke.
Oh, wow, me.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Black Reporter here in the Side Your Radio. And hopefully along the line, Lady C will be down the pike very soon. And,
I say, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get into so, that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And get into what?
We got to find out. We got to wait for Lady C to come in and find out how the hell does she become an overnight celebrity.
In one day.
Where they do that at? Let me see. Give us a call. Tonight's topic. Where they do that at?
Like I said, that's a perfect segue into our tonight's topic. Where they do that
exactly. At? Where they do that at? Round two. 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. On a side note, as far as me, not even a side note, but part of my whole way they do that at, you want to stop insulting me, insulting my shit, all the above, okay, and then want to be my friend. What? Where they do that at? Not over here, they don't.
This ain't
put nobody on blast. I'm just saying, this goes out to any and everybody. Listen,
okay.
If you don't like what La Crush is doing, if you feel like I'm a bad person, if you feel like I'm the horrible person, you can't stand me, you hate me, you don't like me, or whatever, fine. You get what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I'm realistic. I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. You know what I'm saying? I can't please everybody. First of all, I'm not trying to please anybody. Only person I'm trying to please is myself. And if you want to come for the ride, you're welcome aboard. But all that extra stuff in between, you can save the drama for all your mama, your baby mama, your grandmama, your mama, your mama-in-law. Save all that for that. Don't give that to La Crush, because La Crush don't want that. I got my own drama.
That's why it's called baggage.
Yeah. That's what it's called, what?
Baggage.
Well, that applies both to women and men. So, I mean, I don't know if they call women faggots, but, you know. That's where they do that at, part one. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Okay, y'all. Y'all can hear the first part of the show. I said Black Reporter called me up earlier today. And he was like, oh, I seen the website. What did they do that at, Black Reporter? Black Reporter literally has been on the show almost a year. He hasn't seen the website? What did they do that
at? It's called
Black
Reporter.
And he wants me to set up his website.
Computer.
Now he want to be in the cubbyhole. Now he want to come to his cubbyhole and do in the cubbyhole. So look forward to that on Soul Fantasy Radio.
Hey, look, better late than never.
As far as in the, you know, I told him, listen, don't do it because you heard me ranting about it. Do it because you want to do it, because at the end of the day, it is for you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I invite you to, you know, roll with Phone Fantasy Radio. But if you want to do your own thing in the cubbyhole, you know, I can still set it up like that. But that's a whole other ballgame. As far as from your cubbyhole, in your cubbyhole, around your cubbyhole, please tell people what the hell is going on in your Bugs Bunny mind. What's this supposed to be?
Well, Okay. The idea when I first thought of From My Cubbyhole, that's been the title of a column that I've had, you know, that I've thought about and have had in print and on the internet for years, okay, whether it be this blog or that blog. And I just decided to bring it to Phone Fantasy Radio. It's, I mean, it could be anything. It could be political. It could be sports-wise. It could be entertainment-wise. And you're always welcome to, you know, to send me suggestions or send me questions or whatever. You can send it to send me a note to my Facebook page at facebook.com/BLK Reporter. And I'm more than welcome to check it out. And hopefully by Wednesday of next week, I will have the first column. Hopefully it will be somewhere along the lines of, have we become too ultra-sensitive in today's world because of a situation dealing with Fox News' Juan Williams. We won't go there right now, but it's dealing with a brother, and a brother who, I don't know, strays the line from time to time, but he was just stating his viewpoint, and some folks said he went over the edge. Some folks said he got fired for no reason at all. So, you know.
Interesting.
Anyway. Kicking the soapbox away, it's all of you.
Topic as well. I said, that's interesting, and it would have been an interesting topic as well, but we are at it like crack at it, because we are fishing like Scott motherfucking tissue. I got all these different things, right? But,
whoa, time out. Where did that come from? On the issue, like Scott tissue?
I don't know. It's a tissue like tissue. Fuck tissue. It's a tissue like Scott tissue. Because I don't just use any kind of tissue. I use Scott tissue. Charm is too soft. Scott is just right. I don't know. So it's a tissue like Scott tissue. We add it like crack at it. You know, crack at it, they do anything to get that hit. And then you see it with that deep gleam. Once they get it, you see it with that deep gleam.
The crack at it one, I can understand. But the Scott tissue one, I don't know.
We're official like Scott tissue. You just can't use any type of tissue on your booty.
That's
it
got
to be official tissue, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody shits, but some people, I guess it all depends on how you wipe it. I don't know.
We won't go there. Moving along.
We won't go there, right? Everybody shits, but it just depends on how you wipe it. Anyway. See, so let me stick to my official, like Scott Fisher rhymes, damn it.
Okay.
Next week is trifling week. I got another where they do that at. Listen, folks, where they do that at. Listen, trifling week is becoming a hot commodity on BTR, other shows. Everybody was looking forward to it. People have snatched the idea and started doing it on their show. I like, that's what's up.
Now I got one question, and maybe I shouldn't bring this up now. Maybe I should wait for the queen to show up. But where the hell does someone get off in one day becoming the star of BTR?
Overnight celebrity Lady C is in the building.
Oh. Now.
Hey, what are you doing?
Our very
own trifling Lady C done took her story worldwide. Her triflingism. If that's a word, her triflingism done went world motherfucking wide in the matter of 3 hours, Lady C. Was on everybody's show last night.
What?
Lady C was on everybody's show. Everywhere I went, they go Lady C. Everybody's show. They done featured her. They know her name. All that. Trifling Lady C.
Everybody
wanted
to hear these
That's what's up. You know why, Lady C? Because you're officially like Scott Fisher. Fuck my supporter. I like it. I like Scott Tisha too.
Exactly, yeah. I'm a northern man.
Scott Tisha. Can't just use any braid on your ass. No. Don't use that colorful tissue. It'll give you some.
Can't use that other tissue.
Your hands will be messed up. Can't use the other tissue. That shit just clog up your toilet. Scott Tisha is right. It's a happy medium. It's a happy medium, like phone status radio. We're just
moving
right.
on. Moving on. Lady
don't
C.
Don't tell me to move on. This is my show.
Lady
C. Explain
to us what happened last night.
Oh, it's got to be him, right? I don't do this for no reason.
Thank you.
I don't do it for no reason. But anyway, let me see. What's going on? Tell us about your red carpet experience. let everybody know how you did it up last night. Yesterday.
I just visited people. I was just trifling. They wanted a trifling story. It seemed to excite people. They're like, wow, I can't believe it could happen.
She came over to the afternoon quickie last night, showing us love like she always do, showing us support, which we really do appreciate. And, you know, they wonder why I was calling her a trifling lady, see, you know. And you already know, Candy, how you doing, Miss Parker? And we had some hostess on there, so then right after we finished the afternoon quickie, Lady C done hung us up. You know, she done went over to Sippy Zone show. She was over there hanging out with them. How you doing, Miss Parker? And then what else did you fly to, Lady C? Was that only two you went to? Did you fly to show last night? Were those only two shows you went to?
No.
She had a previous engagement she had to get away to for like 2 or 3 hours. Then she came back on the air.
Oof.
Yeah.
Gingerbread Man, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Ginger, where I co-hosted. Shout out to the Gingerbread Man, a.k.a. Kuwait Jeezy, Shop Team Radio. Yesterday was Welcome to Gingerland
and
Old School Wednesday. And I was feeling it, every bit of it. I done danced myself to sleep on air, and I woke up, you know.
Oh, that's what that
was. I
was
like, yeah. Woo. That's trifling. Where did he do that at? Oh, damn. We are going to spread the word. Trifling Week is next week. All week next week is Trifling Week.
Yeah, because he took your word on the zone. He started saying trifling all day on the zone.
Right. He's like, hey, you got the prize. You got the trifling award. Right? How are you going to do that kind of shit? Wait, hold up. Hold up, sir. Trifling Week. How are you going to use my shit? Hold on.
He started saying that, that's trifling. I'm like, okay, he done took it and ran.
He took it and ran with it. That's what's up, though. That's what's up. That means we got something good, Lady C.
Yeah.
That means we got something good.
Huh? You hear a good idea, you take it and you work with it.
Take it and run with it. It wasn't even like he took the word trifling. He took the whole trifling award.
Yeah.
He was just giving them out. He was like, giving it away. He snatched mine away. The question, you're not trifling. This one, you're trifling. What? How are you going to take my trifling award away in a matter of 15 minutes? I work hard to be trifling. Shout out to all my pimpstress and my super fluffies. And shout out to Miss Cadillac. Miss Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
She was down last night.
She an honorary super fluffy. She pulled it down. I got the crush can. She came out with the freaking Corona neck bottle. Like, I ain't got no more soap. I'm like, yeah. She torpedoing cucumbers
Corona
out.
Corona bottle. No,
where
no,
they
Torpedoes
and zucchini. So she torpedoed cucumbers, not zucchini.
No, cucumbers, okay.
Yeah, it was cucumber shit. Okay, cucumbers.
Either way, she
fucked
you.
Y'all already know. Y'all already know. She was like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay. Where they do that at?
I ain't know. Shout
exactly, Lady C.
Shout out to Miss Ruby Candy. Shout out to Mr. Sippy Zone and his co-host Nikki and everybody we met over there. We had fun. Y'all had fun. You had fun?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah,
handsome.
Sure did.
It was fun over there.
We had fun over there, you know.
We had them all peeping game on the BBWs, too, you know, on the crush button, the word.
And he was playing some jamming music. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, he was playing some good old music. Oh, man, he made me want to cry. Made me want to cry. I just looked over and missed it. I was like, I got to get me a new hard drive, folks. Got to get me a new hard drive. But don't worry. Don't worry. 2K11 is just around the corner. OMG.
Yeah.
Okay, so where they do that at, part two, round two. You know, Lady C, this has been a what the fuck moment, a what the fuck week last week. And now it's a where they do that at. And then next week is a trifling week. I mean, gee whiz, motherfucking God. Do we get a break?
Relationships Week. Or Strange Relationships Month, I should say. Strange Relationships Month.
Things that are popular. I was like, look at that. The last 3 weeks. Only October. I don't know. Maybe it's just Halloween. I don't know. But only October.
It's Halloween.
But we had to have, it had to be something. It had to be something to get under our skin because we were doing too good. Phone Fantasy Radio, I don't care. Even when they deleted our account back in May, we was back at it with a vengeance back in June.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
You know, we was doing too good, I guess. I guess we're doing so good. Not saying that we're doing bad now. Not saying that we're slipping now. But damn, ease up with the obstacles, please.
We'll find some kind of way to get on
the
air.
You're making it around them and over them. No matter what, you get over each obstacle, you go around each road bump and stuff, and just keep on going.
Guess what, y'all?
Fluffy.
That's exactly what we do. Oh, sorry.
You bounce
up
off your behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, that's exactly what we're doing. Lady C hit it right on the nose. We're going to keep on going, and we have kept going. I don't care if I have to use... I don't care if I have to lay in my bed in my pajamas. We're going to do Home Fantasy Radio.
It's
going to
work.
So
we're
going to
work it
pajamas?
Out.
We're going to work it out. Huh?
So I talk about pajamas?
One of those things. Yeah, I got my pajamas on. My Holy Moly t-shirt.
Oh,
holy comfortable. T-shirt. I got on my granny panties. I'm feeling so not sexy right now. I got granny panties on. My hair sticking to my head. Fuck y'all. Yeah, and I went out today, so fuck y'all. Where they do that at? Only over here in Crush House.
Chilling
hard body. We are definitely going to have fun next month. For the rest of the year, actually. We should just say that. Yeah, y'all heard that, right? Trifling motherfuckers in the crib, right?
Yep.
Trifling motherfuckers in the crib. They see me doing me, and they want to be trifling. Where they do that at? Only in Crush House, you know.
But you know what people don't realize is that we have fun sometimes, but we do bring across important information, like we're going to do on the Thursdays of next month. For three Thursdays consecutively, because we won't be working on the fourth Thursday because that's Thanksgiving. But for three Thursdays in a row, we're going to do something that's going to be very uplifting to BBWs, like size acceptance, health-wise and other issues concerning BBWs. And in December, we're going to go the medical route. And you want to explain more about that, Crush?
Excuse me, you're right, Black Reporter. You know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. Let me jump off the top real quick. You know what I mean? I got the whole rest of the year planned out, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had it planned out earlier, you know, at least for the month, and I had lost my book, right? I rolled over the other day, and I reached down, and my old book was behind the bed. I don't know where they do that at.
Oh, your older book?
I don't know where
your
they do that at.
That's what I'm saying. Wait. Are we talking about the older book which had all the old topics and everything?
It had everything in it. So, I don't know. This is the tentative schedule for next month, folks. Let me give y'all the tentative schedule. Let me share with y'all why I'm so hyped, why I'm so ready, why I think, and you know what, all this will be up on Fun Fantasy Radio. We're going to have a little calendar up there. You know, bear with me. But you know how I do. We got a special guest, Supreme Diva, coming in on the first Tuesday. That Thursday, we're going to have self-image, self-esteem, and self-awareness. We're going to talk about self. We're going to try to bring things to the light. We're going to try to uplift the self. You know, because if you don't love self, you can't love nobody else, right?
Exactly.
So we're
going to
basically get into that. For my birthday is November 9th, people. It's on and popping. It's my birthday. It's our 30th anniversary. And we can't leave them out. We're going to be representing hard for the BHM, for the big, handsome men. We got Fat Boy Entertainment coming in through the building on November 9th. So, you know, everybody's going to be getting love, plus size love. We're going to be talking about, you know, the stereotypes as far as fat people. Oh, you're unhappy. Oh, you have diabetes. Oh, you know, we're going to really try to dispel some of the myths and things like that that you might hear about, quote unquote, fat people. We got the Guinness Book World Record holder for the largest natural breast coming through the building. She's going to be giving her story. She's going to be sharing what she's doing with us. She's going to be showing Phone Fancy Radio some love. Miss Norma Sticks will be our special guest. Then we're going to be talking about self. We're going to be talking about size acceptance. You know, some of us, some big people are very super happy, proud to be a big person. Not saying that it's right, but I'm accepting the cards that was dealt with me, and I'm going to love me no matter what I look like. So we're going to be talking about that on Thursday. Then we have the BBW activist, squasher, wrestler, 6'4", 600 pounds, Miss Queen Rocky is going to come here. She's also the founder of LargeAndInCharge.com, online magazine, online radio, and online TV. She's definitely be doing big things. So she's going to come through, and she's going to share with us all of the stuff that she's been doing. And, you know, y'all can Google her, Large and Charge magazine. Go to her website, Rocky, RAQUI.com, LargeAndInCharge.com, and y'all can just check out, like, this lady. She going to need 2 hours. She does it all. She, you know, she dabbles with the photography. She does the webcamming. She does the web design. She writes poetry. She's been published. She's been seen on the Tyra Banks show. She's been seen on numerous talk shows. She's won awards. You know, she's very, very well connected in the BBW community, so it'll be an honor to have her come through and share her knowledge, her wealth of knowledge, you know, with us.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna round it off that Thanksgiving Day. If she comes the 23rd, then we have Thanksgiving Day, so we won't be doing a show, or we'll probably do a special music show on Thanksgiving Day. And then we're gonna talk about BBW, BHM, how we portrayed in the media, how society see us, how our environment see us. We're going to be talking about that. So that's just the month of freaking November, folks. We're not even getting into December just yet. But I do have hopefully I have. I know I have one for sure. Catherine Marks, nurse practitioner from STAR program downstate out here in local clinic in Brooklyn, New York. She's going to come in. She's going to give us a wealth of knowledge as far as sex education. I mean, we are grown in sexy show. We have been talking about all types of relationships and sexuality and sex all through the year. I think it's only right to have this young lady come through, share with us, answer questions. We also going to have a special tribute because it is the December 2nd is World AIDS Day. So I just thought it was right just to, you know, take the time and get serious for a moment and focus on things that are really happening in our lives. You know, we've all been affected one way or another by somebody with the virus and AIDS. So we're going to definitely get real serious. And we're going to take it to the next level, Phone Fantasy Radio, for the rest of the year. We're going to end 2K10 correctly, and we're just going to get it popping for 2K11. Listen, I'm just going to say this. If y'all know me, if y'all been following me, I hit up Mr. Flash Brown. That's it. Y'all already know. I'm not even going to say no more. I'm just going to say it like that. I want to say the name. I hit up Mr. Flash Brown. He said yes. We're going to get it popping in 2K11. That's it. I'm not even going to say no more after that. Black Report.
I was getting ready to say, I hope to maybe later on this month in a couple of weeks, hope to possibly for either December or January, hope to hit up Mercedes from Mercedes BBW. She's also has her website and everything, and she's also a well-known BBW. So that's another one that we have up on in plans for the future, okay?
Oh, yeah? When you was going to tell me this?
I just,
you wouldn't do that, right, y'all? You see how
I just thought about it. Okay.
I'm just busting your balls, but as y'all can see, we got a fish. We got to go in it. We're going to go in, man. This is a very informative show. We are definitely going to go in. Lady C, you want to stay with us for the rest of the year? Well, if she's trifling, where's she at? Lady C.
She maybe had to put us on hold or something.
Yeah, because she's trifling. She did one of your moms just disappear on us. You want to share your trifling story? And all of the above, you can join us at Trifling Week next week, 347-989-0767. Store the number in your phone. We're just going to be get to the name. That Brooklyn Bullshit blogger, he be getting on his ignorant shit. Mr. Rico is going to come in on Tuesday. Mr. Rico is going to come in. He's going to join us on Tuesday. And we're going, like I said, we're going to get trifling. We're talking about Maury.
Is he going to be an extra judge?
I don't know, but I know he'll be in on Tuesday. We're gonna be talking about Maury. Okay, we're gonna talk about Maury. Y'all already know. All I gotta do is say Maury Povich. Y'all already know. We're gonna be talking about all that.
Baby,
we're gonna be talking about all that. Black Reporter.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You are the father.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I'm
120%
sure.
And there you are. We were looking for you a second ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm 120% sure. Lady C is the mother.
Oh, no.
I got something to drop real quick. I just saw a TV commercial in Newt, okay? And this is a Victoria's Secret commercial. And this may be a topic for a future show. And it asks, the simple question, what is sexy? What is sexy?
It's in
there's
your
only
mind.
One answer to that.
Radio
sexy.
I am. That's what it is.
Ooh, look at me.
No, on a serious note, we need to just bring in different people, and because what is sexy to one may not be sexy to another.
For real,
I don't care what they think.
We don't care what we think, and what we
Thank
think
you.
Is sexy. Let me see. So,
yay! I'm just playing. Well, you know what? That could be in January. We could do that in January because in January, I'm trying to get Mr. Flash Brown to come through in January. What way to start up the new year? I'm trying to get it popping in January. That's all I'm saying.
That'll work.
What way to start up the new year? You know, I educated you in December. I left you on a good note. We were positive. We were safe. And now we're going to see if you want anything next to the following month. It's like a pop quiz. Who's loud?
That's me.
Loud ass background. Try some lady speak. We're going to give you a pop quiz. Quote unquote, yes, pun intended.
Thanks,
I want one.
Huh?
Ooh.
We're gonna play this song. We're gonna play this song only because I can do that. My show.
When I start making love,
yeah,
I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it. The woman that I love the best. I've been stalking. Let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking. I be stroking. I'll be stalking. still I know she's sacrificed. And I can always tell when she gets sanctified. Because when she gets sanctified, she starts calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night, I was stroking my woman. And it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my butt. I be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best.
Enough, you can. In my what? You ain't.
Stroke it to the north, stroke it to the south, and even stroke it with his hump.
What? Really, Clarence? Really? You did all that. Right. Stop. You want to stop there? You might as well just say it. You
like
might as well just say it.
He's trying. He is trying.
Well, you gotta realize that that somewhat is the radio version, because there was I heard a shit in there somewhere, but that everything except for the shit, that was the radio version.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. He says even more stuff in the regular version?
Huh?
Where he doesn't keep
nothing out?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it, Lady C?
That was funny.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. You know, sometimes
she was like 2 when that came out. You the only one that was like 50 when that came out.
Shut up.
He was like, Black Portal was like 5 years old with bifocals on, running around saying, I be talking. I be talking, mommy.
Them grown folks are saying, that's so cute.
They was doing that back then, too, Black Reporter?
Yeah.
Damn, and that's generation after generation, huh?
Yep.
You
know how Black folk are.
No, I don't.
Oh, excuse me.
What you mean by that? You see? Well, you got to be a trifling mofo. What you mean those Black folks are? White folks are just as terrible.
Ooh, terrible, terrible.
If not worse.
We can't be.
White folks do it. They do worse than Black folks. Shit. They
That's
ain't
true.
Got no type of discipline in their household.
Totally awesome. My mom told me I didn't have to do it, so why should I do it? I don't have to do it, you know. You're going to make me have a BF. Now, let's stop it.
Damn, that's scary. She signed
you know,
just like a little
go to your room. No. What?
I'm not going to my room.
I never. Okay, who you are.
Nobody, I'm
never.
Not going to.
What?
I never told my mom no. My mom told me I didn't have to do it, so I didn't do it.
Now, you know, a black child, your mom would say go somewhere. You didn't say no. You didn't even say no. Because if the kid came out, you lost your teeth. Like, what?
Exactly.
Are you telling me
she
what?
Gave you,
and I dare you act a fool, act a muck in the store. She gave you the look. What?
Oh, yeah.
You already know when you get home.
Wait till you ass get home. Or no, better than wait till your ass. Wait till your ass get in the car.
Stay in the car. My mom smacked me in the store if it was something wrong. Now you know what she said? I will not buy slap your mama seasoning. You can't make me buy that seasoning. I don't want nothing that tells me to slap my mama. Where is that at? Not in a black home.
Actually, lady, see, it's good seasoning.
I don't care. I'm not buying
it. I don't care. That's a complex right there. That's a complex. We got complexes. Like, we don't know what goes on in your household.
Thank you.
So we got complexes. I understand, lady. We got complexes.
Well, my sister bought it. I just decided to taste it. So
The idea of
saying, not even touching that jar, we put it in the back of the cabinet.
Thank you.
Oh, where did you do that? Not over here.
Oh, you want to slap your mama? Come on, let me see. No, ma'am. No, not even thinking.
Right? Oh, you want to call somebody. You want to call somebody. Here, call them.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you going to call 911? Come on, here. Let's
you
going
to call 911 here? Let me dial it for you. No, mama.
No.
Let me do it for you.
But
I'm going to lay your ass up in that damn room until they get here. And then I'm going to do it in front of them. What?
It's always the worst when they sent you outside to go cut your own switch and you had to be back in there in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, when they do that in the black house.
You took your own time to get the switch.
Now it's time to get racial when they do that profile. Like, yeah, when they do that in the black home. Yep.
If you were lucky, you had to go get your own switch. If she was mad enough, it may be her shoe or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to be bad? Come on.
Or go get Daddy Bell.
Yeah.
Go get Daddy Bell. Oh, it doesn't have to be it. It could be a regular old belt. And it could be, and then, you know, she got that designated hook.
Yeah.
I don't know in your home, but in my home, there was a hook that had the belt up on the hook.
Yes.
It was nobody belt. It was nobody belt, but it was a fucking belt up there. It got me nobody belt, but it was a
nobody
belt up
ever
there.
Wore it.
And nobody wore that belt. Nowadays,
I'm
not with nobody. Where that belt comes from, I have a slice idea, but that belt is up there.
And it better not disappear.
It was just high enough. You had to reach up for it, too.
Yeah.
It was just like she just knew that you was this tall, yep, and you had to reach up for it. You can reach it. You won't get that belt.
But no, the ultimate fear was when they said, wait till your daddy gets home.
No, I hate it. What I owe you for? Nothing. Are you going to be a liar? No, ma'am, but I didn't do it. Were you saying I'm a liar? No. I don't know how to straighten this out. What I did.
And what I had a habit of doing, this is what I had, there's two things that I remember. That one thing I used to do, and I didn't realize that that's what I was doing. I was eating ice cream. We was all sitting around the table. We was eating ice cream. When we eat ice cream, you know.
Yeah.
Start chewing like a cow. You're smacking. And I just was enjoying the ice cream. I really swear I wasn't doing it on purpose. But boy, listen, I ain't never like that ice cream never again. I don't even like. I get a complex just thinking about that flavor.
Damn.
I don't want that flavor ice cream ever again. I was saying, woo. Stop smacking, huh? Okay. I didn't know what the hell it was. And then the other one, the smacking thing. And when you're talking to me, I have a habit of moving my lips while you're talking. While you're talking, I'm just wording what you're wording. And I was subconsciously doing that.
You
got something to say?
No, we not do it.
You got something to say? No. You got something to say? No. Oh, man. I had to just bite on my lip. Just bite on your lip, McCurr. Just bite on your lip.
It's like, no. And then, you mumbling something? Are you mumbling something over there?
Mm-hmm.
What you mumbling? Oh, you want to say something? Come on back. What you got to say? Nothing.
Bite on your lip, huh?
Nothing. No, ma'am. And
ew,
you
where did you do that at? How we flash back into ass whoopings? Wait. Hold on.
where they need to be.
We really sit up here showing our complexes, aren't we? I always flash back into ass whooping. I don't know where they do that at.
Only on
they need to do that now with some of these kids.
They need to do that now.
Ooh.
I'm not going to do that. Timeout. Tell me, reality. If all you had was a timeout, what would that have stopped you from doing?
Okay.
If I steal the cookie, I just have to go sit in the corner for 5 minutes.
The only time that shit works is if your child got ADD.
And it don't work then.
And it don't work then, right?
Because exactly.
They thought, you know what? You know a show that really where they do that at is that Super Nanny. Listen, Joe, I love me some Joe.
Oh,
I love me some JoJo. But the houses they be going into, it be wicked, man. It be too.
Yeah.
Running out the front door, running down a block? What?
And mind you, these are all white kids.
I can't control my children.
No, that's not true. They are not all white kids. Don't do that, Mike Porter, because they're really not. They're not all white kids.
They're not.
Majority of the show, they be shows. Yes, they do happen to be white, but believe me, there's been some disrespectful black folks up there, too.
Oh, okay.
They are not all white kids, so there's been some disrespectful black ones up there, too. So,
okay,
stop terrorizing black reporters.
The views of black reporters do not reflect those.
The views of Black and Florida does not reflect those of the Fresh Heart,
The one that I think is the other show that really just messes with my head, I think it's hilarious, though, is Wife Swap.
Ooh! That is a where they do that more. That's a trifling show.
Yes, that's a trifling show, but I'm just saying, really?
Is that really the goal there? Are they not acting?
Yeah,
really,
I mean, if you're a clean freak and they send you to a house that's a junk, would you not have a heart attack?
Of course. No, it's not even a junk. It's like really a pigsty. Like, they'll tell you to a place where the people don't use electricity.
Thank you.
Like...
We don't use it.
And then the place will have, like, I mean, I understand you want to tear people up with the complete opposite. The kind of
totally.
Okay, I can understand that. But the kids are straight disrespectful. The parents are disrespectful. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, yo, that's some
trash
shit.
I got a question for you. Do they always, okay, And just that quick, my question just disappeared.
It was that important.
Yeah, but it was important. Go ahead. I'll come back to that.
But that's so, you know.
I'll tell you why.
I'm going to nominate that for a trifling TV show. Because you know why it's trifling?
I got one
because
even
you pair these people up. Hold on, Black Reporter. You pair these people up. With a complete opposite, they go through 2 weeks of hell, however they do it. And then you have the nerve to sit up there and say, oh, this is what you got to do with your money. What?
Yeah.
That's trifling BS right there, trifling. What's he going to say?
Well, have you seen, and I think it was on National Geographic recently, the National Geographic Channel, they did a show on hoarders.
Oh, it's on
There's actually a show on A&E there about hoarders.
Yeah, it's one on Discovery Health, too, I think. Hoarders.
Okay.
People.
And
that shit right there
is
some banana shit,
like that.
Like, I didn't know that either. I'm a disorganized person, I tell you. Anybody tell you that in a minute? McCrush, no, what you doing? But I ain't never, ever, 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 ever seen no. It was like they lived in literally their house looked like a landfill.
Yeah, and they could barely walk through it.
I mean, they got piles of trash. Like, it's not even like they're collecting books or they're collecting stuff. It's trash. It's a trash. Like, I can understand you was collecting a whole bunch of magazines. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
or you was collecting games or something like that.
40 or
I can understand.
Years.
But this is just straight garbage. It's just straight trash. It's like a landfill.
Didn't
it's straight trash, and it's mountains of it. And it'd be such a small place.
Yeah.
When it started, I wanted to, because I didn't know how to get rid of anything. Yeah, I could tell you. Just dump the house out. And I could, like, I love holding on to stuff, too. Yes, I do. But to the point where there's no room to walk in your house.
Mm.
One of them had three
yeah.
microwaves,
yeah.
and the one on the bottom didn't work.
Well, you know, that black folk, we were doing that. We had the yeah, the old
oh,
floor model
no,
computer.
No.
I mean, the whole
true.
Floor model TV, and then you have the brand new TV on top of it.
Oh.
Like,
of course, you do that.
You had the floor model TV, the
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? You remember that, Black Reporter?
Okay.
A floor model color TV on the floor, and then you
mm-hmm.
have a regular old tube TV on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's
that
smaller
one
size.
One for the sound and one for the picture.
Oh, that's sad.
That's
so sad.
Bad.
That right. is so sad.
So you have to turn two TVs to get to the program. If you didn't know, you turned
wow.
one, and you're here
wow.
in another program. What's
and,
wrong?
And you told your school friends, oh, we're watching in stereo.
Oh, I ain't telling that. I can't have company tonight.
No.
I'm going out to a party. What party? Me and my sister's having a party at home.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Hey, you know they say necessity, the mother of invention. Just imagine
yeah.
all the things you had to rig up. And okay, who reads instructions? Can anybody tell me, have they actually read their full instructions to anything?
Why
I
do
have.
You think? Well, okay, but time out. Why do you think IKEA comes out with instructions with no words on it?
Just the truth.
Wow. Do it like that.
I mean, got nobody furniture all over the damn store. You know, majority white folks, because when I used to live in Phoenix, that's where they were every weekend. I mean, the store was brand new, and it was packed every weekend as if this was a grand opening for a fantastic thing they've never seen. And it wasn't like a Home Depot or a Lowe's or anything like that. I mean, IKEA was the answer to everything. And they can buy themselves a table. They can put the table together. They get home, put out the instructions. All it is pictures. You put this in this hole. You put that in that hole.
A goes to A and A go A and B and D and F. And then you're sitting
but
there.
That's not even on there in words. It's drawn with arrows.
That is crazy.
That's
beyond
crazy. It's so funny because you make that and then you look at it, why is the table leaning? I had extra screws.
Oh, that's nice. You in deep trouble then. Why they put 10 extra screws in here and I was able to do it with... They didn't put 10 extra screws in there. They make too much money off it to give you 10 extra screws.
I called a company and they said there should be at least one extra. No, baby, I got 5 extra.
OMG.
These types of things happen when you own your own home, okay? When you own your own home and you end up buying shit, and you got to realize, okay, what am I going to buy for this room? What am I going to buy for this room? Did this go with this? Does it go with this?
Well, I'm going to do this. We're going to go into this song, And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about more of where they do that at. the home edition. That's what it's turning into. Where they do that at, the home edition. OMG. All right, we're going to come back, y'all. That's what I
mean. Well, okay. Now, someone has sent me that song on my Black Planet webpage, but they sent me a female version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice and smooth. That was last year for my birthday. I thought it was so cool.
That's cute. So cute, Al.
Yeah.
Speaking about your Black reporter, wink, wink. Ooh.
Calm down, Crush. It is pushy.
I'm
It is pushing 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, 10 o'clock in the Eastern, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio with La Crush Hearts, Miss Super Fluffy herself, and Black Reporter, and somewhere in the back there, the wonderful, the trifling Lady C.
That's what it do. Tonight's topic, we are talking about where they do that at. The Home Edition.
Before we
just want to remind everybody to please tune in next week. We're going to be back at it. We're going to be on our A game. We're going to have Trifling Week. We're going to be talking about Maury. We're going to be talking about Earth Day. We're going to have Trifling Awards. We're going to try to share your trifling stories. So that's where it's going to go down. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. That number again, 347-989-0767. Just press the number 1, and we'll bring you on to talk.
Before we go any further, let's just go back and let's go over the topics we've already talked about tonight. It seems like we've gone all over the country tonight.
You know what, Black Report, you go ahead. You brought it up, now you got to dish it out.
Okay, we talked about home repairs and home furniture and everything. We talked about parenting. We talked about today's kids. We talked about kids back in the day. We talked about stroking. what am I missing?
We talked about haters in our circle, haters around us. We told them, and we let people know that what we're doing for 2K11 next month is BBW Appreciation Month. We're going to start it off with the 98 inches of booty. Miss Supreme Diva's going to hold us down November 2nd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. So y'all definitely want to tune in for that. We're going to have my birthday, the anniversary. We got Guinness Book World Record holder, Miss Norma Stitz, coming through. We got a activist / squasher / wrestler / Queen Rocky, Lost in Charge magazine. She's going to be coming through. We're going to be doing big things of Guan. And we got the rest of...
It's time.
Look, you're going to stop being ghetto back there. What's going on back there, Lady C?
Oh, great. Sorry. Grandchildren.
Grandchildren. Okay. And we're gonna have a big ball. What's that supposed to mean, Black Reporter, huh?
We're gonna have a good time.
Oh, okay.
As we say down here in South Louisiana, we gonna pass a good time, y'all.
Oh, okay. So right now we're sharing where they do that at the Home Edition. We flash back into them days where we was embarrassed or you know, mama had to discipline us or something. Where they do that at, you know.
Spanking.
Spanking, discipline. All of the above, what we've seen on TV this past year that made us go, huh? Where did you get it? Only on that channel. Speaking of TV, I don't appreciate Cablevision doing this to us. Like, how do you get rid of Channel 5 or Channel 9? We grew up with Channel 5. And Channel 9, how you just take those away? Like that. That's that bullshit.
For those of you not in New York, Cablevision and Fox are having a big beat themselves each other over the head over $70 million in royalties that Fox thinks Cablevision owes them because of their programming and it ain't all that. Fox does have good shows. I mean, mind you, I'll grant you that. But, you know, to do what they're doing, it ain't all about that. you know. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, one thing people got to realize over here in New York City, cablevision is a monopoly, especially in areas like Brooklyn and such. And people don't know, in New York City, especially in Brooklyn, in certain areas in Brooklyn, when it comes to the new technology, it takes a minute for us to get it because of the wiring. The wiring in, like, say, areas like Bed-Stuy, it'll take a minute for us to get the files and things like that in certain areas because the wiring is underground, old school wiring.
Okay.
And so basically they have to rebuild that from the ground up, and nobody else, so, you know, and we are a city, you know, where we don't have that space and other people own these buildings or own these properties, so we can't run and get satellite unless we have permission. You know, or we have people that's grimy and want to do wickedness to the, you know, it's not like we own, you know, houses out here. You know, we rent apartments mostly. So it gets kind of difficult that time. So it's like, you know, at the end of the day, who can you use? And then with that whole converter box thing, it really is like, who can you use? Got to use cablevision in certain areas. They're the only ones providing service. And if they're not,
This may not necessarily be a question for Crush, although it may be, but did we ever expect that in the year 2010 that we'd be paying for TV gladly? when we used to get
what
TV
What do you mean
for
that don't apply to me? That applies to me. What do you mean that don't apply to me?
Well,
I'm grown. I live alone.
No.
I pay bills.
I mean, do you remember the age?
Yeah, I remember TV. Nigga, what you mean? Do I remember TV?
Cable.
I'm hanging up. I'm going to have you up back and forth. I dare you. Do you remember TV?
I'm trying to argue you
I'm going to be Black Reporter. Yeah, you may be older than I am, but the only difference between TV from your day and TV from my day is I had color. You started off.
Yes, I did start in black
you
and white.
You started off
in
black and white. And I have color. You acted like your little cable vision is cable in general, especially over here, is just brand new to the game. This ain't nothing like it. It's brand new. It started, what, in the late 80s? Early 90s?
Yeah. They're about
to okay. So what are you talking about, Black Reporter?
Okay.
Just because you're 105 years old. No, I'm just like.
We mentioned this earlier, and since we are on Fox's ass, I really want to get on. Well, it's not so much Fox as it is NPR, and I hate doing this because I used to work at a station that had NPR. But today, NPR fired a black man who got on Fox.
What
got
to be about race with you, huh, Black Reporter?
Huh?
It's always got to be about race with you today, huh? Where
well,
they say that only a black
let,
world.
Let me say what I got to say, and you'll understand why it's got me twisted, okay?
Yeah,
it's a brother by the name of Juan Williams, who I agree with about 45-50% of the time. Okay, he's a cool brother. He was a commentator on National Public Radio. You know, the public radio network that you find on most non-commercial stations, and on Fox News. And he's been doing that for years, okay? A couple of nights ago, he went on Bill O'Reilly's show and said that whenever he's on an airplane, he gets nervous when he sees women dressed in Muslim garb.
Mm-hmm. In what?
Muslim garb, Muslim dress.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They fired him because of that.
Okay. Well,
NPR
when you're once again, Black Reporter, it's always a race with you, right?
When
first of all, you got to look at it as a whole. I say it like this. Look at news or Fox 5 News as a whole. A lot of people don't even, you just got to look at their programming as a whole. What would you expect?
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
Look how they dealt with the whole situation of the presidential candidates, the as far as they're putting the information out there. They pick and choose what they want you to what they want you to see. You know what I'm saying? They're very, and a lot of people don't even consider them to be real news.
True.
A lot of people that do news head don't even really consider Fox News or their affiliates to be true news, because they've had views. I mean, that's lightweight compared to what's been said on there.
Yeah.
Right.
That is true.
You know what I mean? So you just gotta look at it like as a whole. Would you expect anything different? I don't expect nothing different.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. They paid over $1 million to Republicans so they can support their candidates, so
exactly.
Yeah, not,
so it's like,
not,
you know,
I
don't expect
nothing.
What do you expect? Did you expect something different?
He just put his foot in his mouth and they took it.
Exactly.
He set himself up and they took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? And all that's going to do is watch who they fill that position with.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Unfortunately, it's like that. And one thing about media, all media, even this show, is that it's subject to the views of those that run it. You're getting news that's catered to those that run it. You know what I mean? Like, if and you're a monopoly if you're the only one doing it, but.
Right.
But when you look at it at the end of the day, it's all news, all media. You know what I'm saying?
Question,
they're gonna show you, basically get them ratings.
Crush, look
and
at
that
it
man
this
sitting up there saying that is not getting them ratings.
Look
but the
at
fact
this
that
way.
He's fired, but the fact that he's fired, and we're talking about it in places like this. Now we're gonna go figure out like who, what, where, why. Now he's gonna be number one search engine.
Remember, we used to talk about broadcasting. There is no such thing as broadcasting anymore. It's all called narrowcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Because every show has got their little particular segment of the audience. So do we. I mean, you know, we welcome everybody to our show, but we lean heavily, no pun intended, upon ladies who are of size. You know? And
no, we don't.
That we don't.
I don't.
Well,
I cater to men who love ladies that are size.
I think you say big. That's the same thing.
Well,
anyway, it depends on the way you look at it. I know. Anyway, three. 347-989-0767, 347-989-0767. If you haven't figured it out by now, we're vamping, okay?
Yay.
Just letting it loose.
Get out. Get out, system. Phone Fancy Radio is the place to do it. Excuse me. Phone Fancy Radio is the place to do it. That's what it's been this week. Like I said, last week was, what the f- today, this week has been,
where did you do that at?
A trifling week. What in the world? You know, like, what in the world? I don't know, towards the end of the year. It's just like, what in the world? Like, first was what the fuck last week. So this week is where they do that at. Next week is trifling week. That's what's up. October turned out to be very entertaining.
We got it out of our system.
You know, just get it out of the system. Go ahead, Black Reporter. Get out of the system. Let us know something that you just want to get out your system that's just been, you know, just give us something, Black Reporter.
Been bugging you.
I have nothing, believe it or not.
What? Black Reporter, it don't have to be political. It can be personal. It can be, you got to have something, Black Reporter. Everything ain't roses.
Well, okay. Since you had to ask, they show that commercial again. the Victoria's Secret. I'm serious with a heart attack. The Victoria's Secret, What is Sexy Collection. And mind you, they bring out white women with big busts and tiny waists and thinking that's all there is to sexy.
You know what we go to? I go to Victoria's Secret for the lotion and the body wash.
Yeah.
There's no secret there for me.
Everything else is that Lane or Catherine's?
Yeah, or Simply Fashion.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, Victoria.
How are you talking about this Simply Fashion? I gotta find a Simply Fashion. I heard that before. Somebody else mentioned that to me too. Simply Fashion.
Oh yeah.
We gotta check that out.
Oh, man, they go up to size 52s and more.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll find it. So I'm going to Google Simply Fashion as soon as I get back on my free time.
Really,
I'm going to Google Simply Fashion because I need a size 52.
They have lingerie and everything.
They got lingerie?
Yeah, up to size 8X and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get
back
me
the...
You're going to
see me in 8X back and forth.
I want to get the maid outfit.
You want the maid outfit?
Yeah.
I don't want to give
the
that nigga no false hopes.
I like that one. False hopes.
Give who a false hopes?
Yeah.
Give who a false
hopes? I don't want to give the guy any false hopes. He see me in a maid outfit. He might expect me to pick up a girl.
Yeah, get out of my way. I'm gonna clean something up, but it may not be the.
I'm gonna get an outfit. I can't wait to get my computer up. I'm gonna make some videos. I'm gonna start posting up some videos. I don't know. People have seen my little videos. They've been seeing my checking out my little videos. People have been checking me out. Somebody talked about the Facebook video I have and stuff like that. So I don't think I'm gonna see if I can get me a couple of tips together. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready for LaCrosse Hearts. Y'all not ready for me.
Yeah,
I'm not ready for me. Right back
and
forth.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Ladies, see, would you make some videos?
I'm out,
yeah. Look at some videos.
Ooh.
I have to hide my face. I have an alter ego.
What's your alter ego? What's my name? Let us know. Ladies, you was going to be a porn star.
No, we can't go there. We can't go there.
If you were going to be a porn star, what would your trifling name be?
I would be Cinnamon.
Ooh.
Cinnamon. I'm so sweet.
You've been thinking about this for a minute,
how may I help you?
You've been thinking about this for a minute, how black of water.
Cinnamon the phone sex operator, huh?
Yes, Cinnamon.
What?
I hear that.
Yeah.
Black Porter, what about you, Black Porter? If you was gonna be a porn star, what would you name yourself?
The tongue that licked the West.
Ew. The tongue that licked the West. They gonna call you Tongue West?
No. I'm trying to think of something having to do with a lariat, a rope, and a tongue.
What?
I'm drawing a blank right now. Anyway, I'll think of something. what would your porn star name be, Crush?
Exactly what you just said, with Crush Heart.
Okay. No.
My mama didn't name you with Crush Heart.
I know your mom didn't name you with Crush Heart, but let's delve a little deeper into that.
All right, fine. So what's going to be with Crush Heart? If it's not with Crush Heart, I've said this before, it'll be Ashy McMahon.
Ooh.
Ashy, not Ashley, Ashy. Like, I'm always Ashy, so Ashy.
Yeah, because
I walk around
you're
with a big bottle of Blue Ball.
Yeah. I got a name for you, Black Reporter.
What's that?
The Stroker.
Ow. Ow.
Elm is the stroker in the building.
You come and say, you got the stroker here, baby. I'm ready to stroke it down.
Damn, let me see.
Damn, girl. Now you see, you put yourself in the running.
What would your porn star be? If you listen to the show, give us a call. 347-999-0767. Y'all can't let us go there like this, man. You see what happens when y'all leave us in a room by ourselves. 347-989-0767. Press the number one. If you press the number one, your hand will be raised, and I know that you would like to.
Save us. We got 39 minutes left. Save us. We got 39 minutes left.
OMG. OMG. Oh, my goodness. Y'all need to tune in next Tuesday because we're going to have some more fun with Trifling Week. We're going to kick it off next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And next Thursday, we're going to have Trifling Awards, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. OMG.
I need to step out for just a second. I need to go fetch somebody.
Bye.
Hold on.
Bye. Oh, please. Trifling. Back and forth. You're too grown to be trifling back and forth. OMG. Okay, so y'all wonder how Trifling Awards are going to work, right? Well, I host, I'm on air 5 days a week. Y'all already know that. So what we're going to do is we're going to have people, we want y'all to call up to the show live and share with us your most trifling story. And we're gonna take a bunch of them. We're gonna put them on one MP3, and then all day, whole show, we're gonna go through each trifling story and find out which one deserves the trifling award, who said it, and things like that. So it should be awesome. We're gonna go through that, and then I guess you know we're gonna come in with like you know. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be talking about Maury. So you have that. He is the baby father. Or she's not the baby father. Or some baby mama drama. Or some baby daddy drama. Or anything of that. You just want to share your trifling stories. You can do that. Once again, I invite you to visit phonefantasyradio.com. That's phonefantasyradio.com. And subscribe, you know, register, make a little account, subscribe, and you'll get the latest updates on what's going down. You can also check out our past interviews. We have a past interview from the Afternoon Quickie with O.W. We also have a past interview from the indie artist Esther Mogul, who stopped by last week, and we had some fun. So and you can also find out what's going on next month, as far as our guests are concerned, as far as what we're doing. I try to keep it up to date as much as possible. Right now I have a technical problem, but I'll be back at it very soon. So, Lady C.
Yes?
Lady C. Give us a sample of what we should be expecting to hear from you next week. I know you got a lot of trifling stories. Just pick
sample.
One that's not so trifling.
Okay.
Just give us a sample of what we should expect to hear from the very also world known popular this lady C. I don't know if you could top the one you just the one you shared with us in August. I don't know if you could top that one.
You know, trifling.
You mean the one that she won with, right?
Yeah.
That
I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can top that one. I'll be shocked if you can't.
Oh, it's trifling to be dating two married men at one time.
Wait, what? You did what?
It's just trifling to be dating two married men at one time and tell them that they're the only one. Something like that. Okay.
Ooh. I ain't even do that.
Or. The one you told me about this week, about the one that pulls up and says that
Oh, she heard
you,
that.
Oh, we know about that one, Black Reporter. You late.
You, my man? I mean, you my woman? Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? How old are you?
That is some trifling shit right there.
It's when it comes to how old are you. That was so sad. Just a real side note, I just tried to get DJ Mimi Cat, but she was heading out the door. But I said, Mimi, you need to come and help us. We totally lost it. We've totally lost control, and we need help. And she said,
I can't help.
She's
going to add to the madness. What? There you go. False hope. There you go, Black and Forth.
Yeah, Mimi Cat want to take that cane and hit you right over the head with it. Okay, yeah, that's right. Tell that beat. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, I got one for you. Where they do that at?
Let me do what? What is it?
Huh?
What about you, Black Reporter? You got some trifling stories you can share with us next week?
Actually, not yet. I'm
not yet. What?
No.
You plan on being trifling?
Not any personal trifling stories, but I've heard of a couple.
All right, Black Reporter. So, can we give you some homework?
Go right ahead.
Your homework is to find trifling stories in the news. Since you are the reporter, find trifling stories in the news.
That's going to be very easy because there are people out there, and y'all know this nationwide, who need that so-called non-existent book on parenting, to say the least.
Well, that's your homework. Your homework
okay.
is to get the trifling stories of the week. Whatever you could do, could deem trifling and bring it to the forefront for us next week. How about
that'd
that?
I'd gladly do that.
And Lady P, you and your ghetto background. Yeah, I'm trying to get out of it. Put your life on pause, woman.
The grandkids want their yaya.
Yeah. Put your trifling life on pause, woman.
Look here, don't be putting my name out there. Everybody don't know who Lady P is. Everybody know who that person is.
That's only your grandma name.
There you go. Oh, no, it ain't. That's more than my grandma name.
Black Reporter.
Gerald is on the phone? No, I don't say Gerald is on the phone. Take your foot out your mouth.
Oh, Black Reporter.
I'm a public official.
I'm under the filter now. I'm hiding.
I'm a public official.
All right. So we got 31 minutes remaining on the clock, the last half. I'm gonna go play like two songs, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna wrap up our whole obstacle week, if you will. We're gonna wrap it up because we've done good. We vented, we got it off our chest. We let it out, you know. So I think this is the time where we need to just get prepared for the hot month, the hot week we have in store for y'all coming up next week. So you ready
Amen.
For that, Black Reporter?
Amen.
Amen. You're not ready for a Black Reporter. You're going to be trifling next week. I feel it. I feel it in my trifling bones. You're going to be trifling next week, Black Reporter.
It's in the atmosphere.
I can feel it. He's going to be trifling.
I want
you to be trifling.
He gonna get it.
Go there?
No, okay. I am going to bring you the trifling news.
You know what?
I just thought about something.
You thought?
After next week, we need to have that as a regular feature on the show. The trifling news. Because every week, it seems like every week these days, there's one person or another who does something in the news that's truly ultra trifling.
Okay. So you want to have trifling headlines, huh?
Yep.
If you do it, that's your homework.
I know. That's
your responsibility.
That's my problem.
Well, we can do it. We'll do it at the top of the hour, 10 o'clock.
When we hit time for trifling headlines.
We need to record that.
We already did, Blackwater. Relax.
Okay, I'm hushing. Okay, Lacey, do it again.
Nope, we're gonna leave it just like that. I'm gonna have Dave auto tuned it.
Okay.
I'm gonna have Dave auto tuned that. And just say, we need to throw that. We already did. Yeah, watch. You gonna auto tune it. Anyway, let me get to this song. So y'all be quiet. Stop being trifling over there, Lady C.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I can do my best.
Thank you.
It's 24 hours.
Damn, right there. Leona Lewis, it only gets better in time. And you've tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio with Miss LaCrush Hart, Black Reporter, and Trifling Lady C.
Yo.
I don't know, Lady C. You might not be called Trifling no more. Oh, I may lose that title. You might lose your title. There might be some other people out there more trifling than you, Lady C.
Supposedly, since you won the title, we've heard some very, very trifling stories, if I may remember correctly, throughout the time that we've been here at Phone Fantasy Radio. I mean, people have come through our doors and told us some trifling things about themselves. That we have said among ourselves that, ooh, that's gonna jump Lady C.
But listen, the most trifling, you know what, Lady C, I think you are gonna lose the trifling award. I think Black Reporter, I think you need to be an honorary trifling member.
I'm not even gonna ask why.
Yeah, you should ask why. Because you know what, you have been one of those members to come through our doors, actually, and share like the most trifling story ever before we even had Lady Speech Trifling Week.
I know.
One of those stories.
You've never really officially gotten
the Trifling Award. So I think we need to do next week, we're going to do an honorary trifling segment. Right?
Hall of Fame.
And I think that's going to be for you, Black Reporter. We're going to have a certificate and everything.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Trifling Hall of Fame? You the Hall
mm-hmm.
of Famer?
Yep.
We're going to have a trifling badge. We're going to have a trifling badge. We're going to put on your new blog. People, look out for From His Cubbyhole. Black Reporter's going to start his new blog up. See how trifling he is. I had a rant about it. Like, where they do that at, and what the fuck it for him to start it. I'm just saying.
He said this back in April.
Here we are in November. He said that back in April. Here we are in November. Now he wants to do it.
Well, I set up for you. Actually, the situation is I have access to the computer now.
You ain't got to lie, Black Reporter. You ain't got to lie. You could have mailed it to me. I would have typed it up. You could have went to the library, typed it up.
You know,
can guys
go to the library?
I'm sure somewhere out there they have the internet cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All these other options, right? Just never crossed your mind, right? Okay, so where they do that at, Black Reporter? All of a sudden, now you have access to a computer. So how was you going to be a columnist for Swag Magazine?
Well, the column I was able to put on my Facebook page and everything, and she was able to take it off the Facebook page. So what, you think I got a computer? Huh?
So you think I don't got a computer?
That's true. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's fucked up. See how it came to me? He forgot about me, Lady C.
Mm-hmm. He didn't think.
Right, print and copy. Trifling. Yeah, you are trifling, Lady. Trifling. You are trifling, Black Reporter.
Did I forget about me?
I'm the one who ignited that flame back into you. And you forget about me. You always forget about the flame. All right, Black Reporter.
That's your
wait,
name.
What flame?
Look at him, what flame? Out of everything I said, he worried about the damn flame. What flame, you know?
What flame do you feel, Black Reporters? Tell us about that. What flame are you feeling? We want to know. Inquiring minds, what is the flame that you feel?
We're not going to go there. And you know why,
let's do it,
ladies.
Black Reporter.
Oh, Black Reporter. Ooh.
Stop that. You know that's his specialty. You better stop that.
Yeah,
he might start slurping in the phone or something. You better stop that.
Oh. I love the radio.
We didn't do that at only on Bubble Baby Radio. Black Reporter, give us one of your phone fantasies.
Well, how do you do?
Just trying to think. imagining my partner taking care of herself with a close fist, and no,
what?
We're not going there. Oh, no. Next
you
time.
You
want
to punch a puppy?
No. You use a close fist. You use a close fist. Let me finish, Crush. You use a close fist up against the clip.
Use the closest to do what to the clit?
Well, rubbing against the clit. And it's almost like, you know, how in the good old days you used to grind on the dance floor and that guy used to try to use his knee so he can grind against his knee and you'd have something to go hard and grind. So that's where that comes from.
All right. So ladies, see. Hold on. Let's pause for a minute. Ladies, see.
Yes.
You of the same age range of Black Reporter, because he said back in the day. I don't remember that in the day. But do you understand what he's talking about, Lady C?
I understand what he's talking about, but Black Reporter, let me tell you something. There's a thing called a silver bullet, and it works.
I know about the silver bullet. And it will blow that out the water. I know.
That's more like my time. Thank you.
You have to remember, big girls, we got to do all this contortion and want us to bend over and do our hands. And, baby, use the silver bullet, make yourself happy. I said, Campbell.
That is it. Crazy.
18 minutes before the top of the hour, 18 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock on the, before 11 o'clock on the East Coast on the Central Time Zone before 10 o'clock. And this is Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is Black Reporter along with my two lady friends, the Crush Hearts and
Lady. Excuse you. You really just sit up here and try to
your friends? Your ladies?
What? You just trying to come and take over my show. You see, this is what I'm talking about. He's trying to slide and take it over like you on his show, right?
No.
My two lady friends. Wait, when does it come us home? Wait, this is the Black Reporter show. He be pimping like a Black Reporter show. This is the Black Reporter show. Black Reporter.
I didn't say it was.
I offered you your own show, Black Reporter.
Your two lady friends.
Ooh.
Don't get him started, girl. Not get him started. That's a long movie.
What was that?
I'm going to call Insane Jermaine and tell him what you're trying to do.
Oh, damn.
Wow. That is so trifling. Bullshit. That is so... I'm done. The show is over. I'm hanging up. Damn, I didn't even think Lady C could get me trifling in that, Lady C. Oh, wow. How she just get straight trifle on me. Wow. Wow.
Got me rolling on that one.
Wow. Well, you see, I didn't think you had it in you. They always got to come after the flame. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Always got to come after the flame. I apologize. Look, I done made her pop in yesterday, and now she's coming after me. Y'all see that? And I'm like, damn. First black reporter, now y'all trifling. Yes, trifling. I'm my trifling friends. Y'all lucky, I like y'all.
No, wait. Time out a second. The crush. What does that say about you, my dear? Of your closest friends, and they're both trifling. But what's this all about?
What does that say about LaCrush? You know what? That's a good question. We're going to ask that next week. She has good taste in friends. It just so happens that she happened to pick two of the trifling people. It has to be a good person to be able to outshine the triflingness.
True.
I bring the trifling out of y'all. You outshining the trifle in this business.
I suppose.
That's crazy.
You suppose.
Hey, Miss LaCrush Hart is one of a kind. I was one of a kind when I bring the trifling out of y'all. That's crazy. I thought I was supposed to bring the good out. I bring the trifling.
Okay, no,
out.
You don't bring it out. You just allow it to ooze out without us feeling so bad when we bring it out.
That's what we do.
Ooh,
yeah. But now I'm a trifling pushover.
Wait. Did she say ooze out?
Yeah, she did. I said ooze out.
Okay.
Now,
just for lack of support,
now I'm a trifling pushover.
I hear that. Trifling pushover. All right. All right, Lady C. That's what you're right. Like I said, print and copy. That's it. Print and copy. That's it. This is recorded. You know, people that's going to download this or listen to this later, help me. Help me.
A cry for help out in the wilderness.
That's so crazy bullshit.
Call it. Oh, it's about over with.
Nope, 11 minutes left.
11 minutes. I didn't say it was over with, Black Reporter. 11 minutes is
Black
less
reporter.
Than 2 hours.
Mm-mm.
The children are dying.
He bears.
What happened?
No.
What's going on over there?
That's my niece watching a movie.
That's his.
Watch your movie on ABC Family, which is one of these horror movies.
Oh.
So.
No, he killed the girl.
Oh. She died. Y'all so ghetto. Y'all so trifling and ghetto. Y'all
no.
Keep trying to do to my show. I'm dismissing y'all. Y'all fired. You're fired.
Now, okay, I have a thing.
Y'all
have
turned my
okay.
Show trifling and ghetto at the same time.
It's Halloween and the scary movies. Okay, explain to me, if we're in the household and people are dying and disappearing, why would we go to separate rooms? Why would we go? I don't know. I'll see you in the morning.
I don't know.
I'm lost with that question.
Black Reporter, if you, me, LaCrush,
Ruby Candy, PG, Gingerbread, and all the group was in the house and people were dying.
Okay. The normal plot of any scary movie, yeah.
Yes. Would you say, okay, I'll pick you in the morning, LaCroix, by PG, by Candy, by Ginger? Hell no.
You know, we all need to stay in the same room.
You know what? Hold on. Can we just tune into Black Reporter's trifling background? Is she crying, Black Reporter?
No, she's making fun of the movie.
She's 13 years old, crying. I'm like, that's some trifling shit.
Yeah, just like if you get a flat tire, do you stop the car?
We didn't do that at only a Black Reporter though.
If I'm in some and you're trying to kill me, my tire goes flat. I'm gonna ride that rim out.
Well,
hey, let me do that. So, in the spirit of, we're going into trifling week. And we've been sharing our trifling stories, and I think the best way to end all the obstacles I've been feeling, my what the fuck, my where they do that at moments, all of the above, we're gonna go ahead and bring on this last caller. I just seen him, the hand just went up. I'm gonna go ahead and bring him on, and we're gonna talk to this last caller. We got a few minutes remaining, and I think this is the best way to go into trifling week.
Oh no.
Paula.
Tell her I be there Friday and beat her motherfucking ass.
Oh no.
I'm gonna be at her motherfucking house on Quick Street and Quick. Like I said, talk all that shit on her show and shit. I'm trifling and everything. That bitch, that's what I'm posting on my fucking new ass video she done made. I got all her shit. Yeah, she done made a lot of shit with niggas got her on camera. And I'm gonna post that shit up. I already post some shit up now. It'll be up in 42 hours on the internet. It'll be up in 42 hours. I got her shit. She told me she ain't got no porn out there. She got it.
That thing is the bitch broke. Huh? Where they do that at? I don't know. Only on Soul Fantasy Radio.
Yep.
You tuned in with Miss LaCroix Hart, Black Reporter, Lady C. We are keeping it gangsta.
Because like, the bitch, I didn't fuck the bitch in 3 months because she burned me last damn time. I left the fat bitch alone. Then I gave her 350 again. And her fucking cable and shit is off. I think the bitch on crack. You know, I done spent over. Yeah, I done gave that bitch in 10 months. You know how much money she done got out of me? She done got almost $1,800 from me. The bitch ain't doing shit. I think the bitch on crack. The bitch ain't doing shit. The bitch. That don't mean shit.
Talk about Maury, and it's going to be also the kickoff to Trifling Week. So,
Crush.
Lady C. Black Reporter. It was a pleasure as always.
Thank you, ma'am. Can I ask for a quick request that you should have handy?
What?
Our theme song.
Well, I hope I can. Black Reporter, go to bed. Ain't he trifling, lady?
Oh my goodness! You know the situation.
If I could, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, well, you heard everything we played, not go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we see y'all again, you are in, and we are out.
Where do that at?
Bye. Where they do that at?
Bye.
Laters.
Later, alligators.
Bye. Bye.